is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hi, Holly.
Good day.
Good day.
Happy hump day. Mm-hmm. Let's start today's Dirt Alert with a little celebrity divorce news. Gina Davis and her fourth husband.
Oh, my gosh.
Have finally ended their 17-year marriage after nearly 5 years of bitterly contested divorce proceedings.
Whoa. Do they have a child together?
They have twins.
Oh, that's right. And she was like older when they had him, and he's a plastic surgeon. Like, you'd have to tear me away from my plastic surgeon.
That would be a hard marriage to give up as we age.
Yeah. So he was a pediatric plastic surgeon, or he is, Dr. Reza Jahare. And they separated back in the summer of 2017 when Gina Davis kicked him out of their 5-bedroom mansion in the Pacific Palisades.
Holy
now, God. According to sources, he wanted to end the marriage through mediation, dividing the assets, sharing child custody equally. They have 3 kids, actually. So they have a daughter who's 19, 17-year-old twins. But a source said that Gina Davis told him to lawyer up, and she took the position that they were never actually legally married, and therefore there would be no division of any of their property.
Whoa.
Now, we don't know the terms of this deal. They remain confidential, but a source telling Page Six that they were unfavorable to Reza, who agreed to settle just to put this behind him and to be free of the nightmare Gina has caused for him. And the source adds that Reza has had enough of her narcissism, so he was willing to take a bad deal just to make her go away and refocus on the kids.
I think he was going after her money and stuff. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She must have had more money.
Well, the source says that the couple collectively spent over $1.5 million in legal fees.
What a waste.
Yeah. Wow. So these legal fees, according to the source, which I believe is a source close to Reza, saying that the legal fees drove him to the brink of bankruptcy. For months on end, he had to sleep on friends' couches in their spare rooms and even in his car at times in order to keep up with payments to his lawyer.
My goodness, who knew that? This is a bitter divorce we knew nothing about.
Yeah, they kept their bitterness under the radar, unlike some celebrity couples.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You splash your bitterness for us to read everywhere.
Did you see she sold her Miraval thing to Stoli?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Angelina Jolie cashing out to Stoli for her stake in Chateau Miraval. Yeah. Not surprising, though. You think that Brad Pitt's going to be selling off his portion of the chateau?
No, I think it's a good, if he can afford to keep it. I mean, he's certainly working a lot. I mean, you posted the photo of Margot Robbie as Clara Bow on the set of Babylon. He's in that movie, too. This is now their second movie they've acted in.
Yeah.
So, and, I mean, he's working, it seems like, a lot. I think he should hang on to the Rosé place.
As an asset at the chateau. Yeah. So she sold out to Stoli.
That's a better partner for him anyway now.
Well, right. You know, you think about his friend George Clooney selling Casamigos and made $1 billion doing it.
Hello, George. She did him a favor as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's lots of shell companies and LLCs, et cetera, concerning Chateau Miraval. But, you know, and she's out.
Yeah, she's out.
All right.
A little tip on some Christmas movies that are coming in the way from Hallmark. We are getting a reunion, a Desperate Housewives reunion of sorts. Terry Hatcher and James Denton have been cast in a Hallmark holiday film called A Kiss Before Christmas.
Love it.
So,
Susan and what was his name?
I don't ever see these two act in anything anymore.
No, he's on The Good Witch.
Oh, okay.
He has been acting.
Oh, he has. Yes. Okay.
So they're going to be playing a married couple named Joyce and Ethan. It's set for release this holiday season. So the film's going to follow the character Ethan after he makes a wish for his life to be different. He wakes up the next morning, shocker, finds he's no longer married, his kids are gone, and he's the CEO of a large corporation. So it's kind of the reverse holiday Christmas movie.
Yeah, God, that's a good. And were those two married on the show?
Susan and the plumber, whatever his name was. Yeah, I can't think of his plumber.
Yeah.
Mike.
And of course he was, one of our Mr. Januaries.
Yeah.
Manuaries.
Oh, man, throwing it back to Manuary. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're right, Lori. So the characters of Mike and Susan got married during season 3 of Desperate Housewives.
Jeez. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. We haven't seen her in
ages. Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think there was a toxic breakup between her and the other women on Desperate Housewives.
Like her and the Kim Cattrall and the Sex and the City ladies.
Yeah, Terry Hatcher, I think, does stuff on Instagram. Does some
food
light
stuff.
YouTube lifestyling.
Yes.
So there she is. So she's going to be on that Hallmark original movie. No release date for that, but A Kiss Before Christmas.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Erica Jane is in the hot seat in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. A trailer for the season 11 reunion was released on Instagram today with the caption, "The champ is here, me," with a diamond emoji. So this is showing Erica Jane looking full 1980s. Oh my goodness. And like a hot, like a light pink V-neck gown with shoulder pads for days. And she's sitting and talking to Andy Cohen, and apparently they're going on one-on-one. Andy Cohen warns her, "We're going to put you on a skewer, and I'm going to fire up the barbecue."
Yeah, it was. Oh. I mean, I watched that trailer, and I'm like, oh, my God, the finale is tonight. Next week's the four-part reunion, and I'm glad Andy is turning on the barbecue and firing up the grill, because she, I mean, what does she expect? Going on a reality show and trying to, you know, she's trying to rewrite the story through this whole season. It's just been painful.
Yeah, but like you guys have always pointed out, the receipts are there. The tapes are there.
Yes.
Yes.
And Bravo keeps winking and nodding and showing those receipts of things she said, even to the point where they showed something where Tom in like June of 2019 or right before her, it was like May of 2019 where she had said, you know, in 2017, he started going downhill.
Right.
And they were talking about, she says, "Oh, yeah, you're coming to my show and you make this all possible and you give me," I mean, they're showing all
that stuff.
Yeah. In this clip, Andy Cohen asks Erica, "Why didn't you leave Tom sooner?" And then she replies, "Well, where was I going?" Andy Cohen says, I know what you make on this show.
Wait, what?
She said, "Well, where was I going to go?" And he goes, "Well, I know how much money you make here."
He said that?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So you're going to be able to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills four-part reunion starts October 13th.
The finale's tonight, though, people.
Yes.
All right. Well,
watching, Holly. Thanks, Holly.
Happy gossiping.
It was a scandal.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
I thought today's scandal, because we've talked on and off, you know, about Monaco and all of the many scandals that have gone on, but not maybe in a really big, coherent way. So I thought I would do a deep dive because, you know, we have our friend in France, Tony. Bonjour, Tony, if you're listening. And when we talk about Monaco, you know, it is a country that has been defined by scandal and intrigue for 700 years, okay?
And how big is it? I mean, it's teeny tiny.
It's smaller than Central Park.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's true. And Prince Albert, who is the son of Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier, before he got married in 2011, he was the most playboy prince of Europe, basically. He you know, was good looking then. He had hair. He was royal. He didn't get married, you know, till he was like 47 years old. So he had just a very fun
playboy
life. And when he got married, he made a bold pledge that because basically Monaco has become synonymous with grift,
corruption,
gambling, and questionable banking practices. Somerset Maugham, who's the British writer, and he lived in Nice, he once described the French Riviera, which as a sunny place for shady people.
Funny.
Okay, and this was like back in the 30s. But anyway, when Prince Albert got married in 2011, he pledged to, you know, bring Monaco to be beyond reproach, and that he was going to change some of the dysfunctional ways, but without acknowledging all the ways it had been that was going on. But, you know, it would be guided by morality, honesty, and ethics. And Julia, 15 years later, that's where we are after he ascended the throne, and several scandals later, there's a new one. Perhaps the most outrageous of all, a story that involves an anonymous Brazilian woman dueling lawyers in Milan and Paris, a cameo by Vladimir Putin, and the worst sinus infection in the history of mankind by Princess Charlene.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, the billionaire bachelor, I mean, he really has done a lot to keep the stardust flowing over Monaco, because this is a man who, even before he got married, had already had at least two children with women who had to come after him for like the DNA and everything. And he cannot get out of his way. So there is another scandal, and I'll just back up a little bit. So in 2005, after Prince Albert was, you know, crowned and everything, the French magazine Paris Match, which basically French people feel like Monaco is theirs.
Right.
You know, it's their little glitzy jewel. And so everybody reads Paris Match. But they revealed in 2005, when he took over the throne, that he had this love child, that he had this baby with a flight attendant that he met on an Air France flight from Nice to Paris, as one does. And he accepted the boy in 2005. He's now 18, as part of his family and part of his fortune. But the Rainier family had changed their constitutional amendment in 2002 to only include siblings as heirs if they had children, and that no illegitimate children born out of wedlock could be part of succession.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, they could be part of the money,
fine,
possibly.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, you know, Albert has two sisters, one of whom, Stephanie, who supposedly was driving the car when Princess Grace died in the car crash. But, you know, she's been married three times. I mean, she's two bodyguards, an elephant trainer, and a circus acrobat.
She's had a life.
She's had a life. So, anyway, and then in 2006, the very next year after 2005, so this is just 2 years of ascending, you know, being the king, a DNA test confirmed that a waitress from Palm Springs, California, had a daughter with him. And sure enough, it was his daughter. She was having a normal day at school when Albert's lawyers announced that she'd been formally recognized as a member of a billionaire family halfway across the world, but they've never met. Okay. And in the space of 1 year, this playboy prince and committed bachelor had, you know, gone to the throne, admitted to having two illegitimate children. And then, of course, all kinds of paternity claims started coming in, you know, but new claims are different now because he is now 63. He's not a bachelor. He's not handsome anymore.
At all.
He's kind of fat and balding.
And ugly.
Yeah. And he's now married to Princess Charlene, who's 20 years younger. Mm-hmm. And their wedding cost $55
million. $55
million? Giorgio Armani, Karl Lagerfeld, Naomi Campbell were guests. It was like a big, huge deal. And even in the run-up to the wedding, there were rumors of another love child coming to fruition. In fact, the magazine La Express published claims that there was this other child, and that Charlene cried during her wedding and tried to escape Monaco, and once traveled to Paris for a fitting and tried to not come back. And her handlers made her come back. So, just, you know, didn't start off on the right foot the week before your wedding, having all of that. So anyway, there's now another woman who's demand, you know, there's court documents that have been filed. And she says that she met Prince Albert in a nightclub in Rio in 2004. And he told her he was a Canadian lawyer and diplomat. And they had this 2 week thing where they private jet hopped all over the place, just screwing their brains out.
Yet?
No, 2004. Okay. He doesn't get married till 2011. They have this globe trotting tryst.
Okay.
And flying from Rio to Lisbon to Milan to Paris. And then he had her go to Moscow to get a visa to come to Monaco. And in the Russian capital, that is where this woman says, you know, Monaco's. Or Prince Albert, I know Vladimir Putin, he'll get you your visa.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So then apparently she had a baby 9 months later, and she's been fighting with him. She
did paternity.
Well, but she thought he was her Canadian lawyer, but he just dropped her, and it wasn't until 4 years later when she saw him in Grazia, an Italian gossip magazine. That's my Albert. So she's been fighting to have this DNA test from him, and that's been going on, and it didn't really come out until just this past January. So when Charlotte decided, you know, that she would go, you know, she showed up in January at an event. She took off her scarf and one side of her head was shaved. Remember that in January?
Yes.
People were like, what in the hell?
Right.
It's a charity event and she's dressed like a, you know, kind of gothy, punky, whatever you want to call it. It was shocking. They clutched their diamonds, Grant, in Monaco when they saw Princess. They're like, what is going on with her? And so, you know, what's going on? And then at the same time, she skipped an official meeting that she and her husband had with Emmanuel Macron. Then in May, she flew to South Africa for what was going to be 1 week. And it's now the middle of October almost. Mm-hmm. And she is still not home because of her sinus infection related to a dental implant procedure. And I mean, he had to give an interview and he had to give an interview to People magazine.
I know.
Saying everything is okay. So people are really not happy about, well, they love the intrigue. They love all of this.
Oh,
but
sure.
This is why she is staying away, because this is all playing out in the courts right now about if he has to present himself and give the DNA.
To this other person.
To this other one. Now, remember, she marries him going into it. That there was a new one. And, you know, Prince Rainier, his sister, Antoinette, tried to wrestle him off the throne so she and her son could rule. They've just had...
Well, what are the... It's Stephanie. Remember the one that was always... It was Princess Stephanie.
Stephanie is the one.
And who was the other one?
Caroline. And her husband tragically died in a boat accident.
Decapitated.
And when Rainier and Grace Kelly got married in 1956, there were 1,500 journalists there. MGM broadcast it live to 30 million people. And the 700 guests included like David, you know, Cary Grant, David Niven, Aristotle Onassis. And anyway, so she changed the reputation of Monaco, and it's still, you know, people feel very, you know, glamorous story, and you recognize it from different movies. But this is another paternity scandal, and the gossip in Europe, in all these different magazines, is heating up. So,
jeez,
yeah. He wants to be a legitimate, he wants to present this thing, but he's got a very ugly scandal nipping at his heels. And it is the longest running sinus infection. And I promise not to bring it up again until she comes home.
Promise.
If she comes home. That's a long time. She's away from her kids. That's how bad it is. She left her kids. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, so here's just my one little Squid Game update for you guys.
So you know the
young girl who's in it, who's from the North Korea?
Yeah, that spoke with the accent.
Yeah, her name is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Ho Yun Jung.
Okay.
Okay, she already has, and she's just, I love her little freckles. She's so pretty.
Yep.
She's the new global house ambassador for Louis Vuitton for fashion watches and jewelry.
Love it.
Just, you know, that's and they've cool. already got her modeling. And so that's kind of a cool thing. And Julia Holly posted this. Miu Miu is trying to bring back low rise mini skirts. You know, like remember Britney and Christina Aguilera, where there would be this much between and the low rise minis. So they were just barely showing a lot. I mean, they're trying to bring it back.
Well, we have that to look forward to. That is so exciting.
And denim skirts are back in. Reese Witherspoon filming her rom-com with Ashton Kutcher. She's wearing a denim skirt with a jacket and clogs with the strap on the back. The high-heeled clog.
Are you sure that isn't like a period piece?
Well, maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it is. But I thought she looked darling in it. Right. I was like, that look works right now today.
Right. Totally.
I don't know about the low-rise mini. And I'm happy for Ho Yun Jun.
I know it. There was an article in the Star Tribune today about the Squid Game is deeper than its chilling violence.
Mm, yeah, it is.
I was trying to tell a friend of mine to watch it, and I said, it's gory, but it's temporary. But it's about something bigger and better. And I thought this was kind of a nice nice summary. The characters represent the best and the worst of human beings. Mm-hmm. And how they compete in the deadly games is far more illuminating than how they accumulated their debt.
Yeah.
So I just thought that's kind of it. It's the
it's
best.
It's a clever way of showing the best and worst of humanity. They did this show.
Yeah. And I kind of just liked that because I thought that was good.
Because people find themselves in moral and ethical dilemmas all the time.
All the time.
And how you behave, what your character,
What are your values?
Like, when I was younger, I seriously never, like, really thought too much about a person's character. I was, like many people, but, you know, surface, shallow, how good looking are you? What kind of money do you have? You know, what kind of car do you drive? What do you have this? Shallow. And then it's like once you maybe get a little bit older or you get in a situation, you become more serious and you're like, this person does not match my
right. Your values.
How I feel about it. And then you're right. Like, how could you?
Right.
You know, or why would you or whatever.
Character's so, key.
Yeah. So that show is brilliant that way.
It is so, so good that way.
I have to say, I watched Ellen. I taped it yesterday because Leah Remini
was on.
Yes. She has been on that show a gazillion times, and they showed a very funny clip from, like, the second year Ellen was on, and it was, like, the second year Leah was on King of Queens. Those guys are buddies. They go, I mean, as far as show buddies.
Sure.
And they had a whole funny thing, but, boy, Ellen really loved, it's amazing. Like, she was really happy. Like, she just overstayed there longer than she wanted to be there. You can really tell, like, when they showed this old clip, and mm-hmm. It wasn't just that she looked younger. She just seemed happy. Like, I noticed Ellen, she's, like, holds her chair. You know, she puts her fingernail in. She just, there's a tense attention.
What was there any?
No, there's nothing. Those two.
So the headline that they're saying there was this drama was as much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
But the thing I laughed about is that Ellen introduced her skincare line. That's 3 years in the making. And you guys, I kid you not, the name of it is Kind Science.
Well, that's funny.
Okay. Now, she was
really,
known.
That's really funny.
The kind lady who's not really kind.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it's Kind Science and it's age positive skincare.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny.
And I'm just like, I wonder how many like focus groups they had testing out that name, given that Ellen famously said it's hard to be known as the kind lady and not even be able to have one off day. I mean,
I would think that would be a burden.
And that she's not known as kind, though. You know?
That would be a burden.
I mean, she made it. I'm like, Ellen, it's hard to be known. That's how that's been your whole positioning. Like, don't slap the hand that feeds you, girl.
Sure.
But anyway, they must have done some focus groups and realized they could get away with calling your skincare line Kind Science.
That's funny. All right. So 30 years ago today in 1991, Elizabeth Taylor got married for the eighth time to Larry Fortinsky.
Oh, my word.
The guy she met. She met him in rehab.
That's right.
Michael Jackson gave away Elizabeth Taylor at his Neverland Ranch. They got divorced 5 years later.
Yeah. We were all kind of hopeful that she'd found her
love,
her Schneider, her handyman, this hot blonde.
It seemed like
he's like only 10 years younger.
Yeah. Age appropriate.
Yeah. Boy, Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, they really were friends.
They really, really were friends.
There was nothing fake about that. Tina Turner cashed out her music interest to BMG.
Yeah.
Yep. She sold everything, the whole kit and caboodle. So. Mm. 10, yeah, that's a lot. She doesn't want to deal with it. It's all being done. Now the will's being redrafted.
Good Lord.
And she's being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the end of the month.
I think that'll be... I know. We're going to watch that.
Well, I'll DVR it. It's always on HBO on a Saturday. It'll be on a Saturday night on HBO or HBO Max. And it's 4 hours. And you just have to... You got to tape it so you can fast forward.
You really do. You know, we've been talking about... Dale Stark was on a couple of weeks ago or last week, I think, talking about the Hennepin Theaters Trust new season of Broadway plays. And Frozen, the review is in Rohan Preston.
Yeah, what did he say?
Said, you know, this local woman, Caroline Innenbricher or Belcher or something like that, is wonderful. And it's here through for a while, you guys, if you still, you know, tickets are still available to go take your family to Frozen.
Yeah, in 3 weeks.
And I guess it's just super fun. Mm. And just seeing live theater, you know, and I heard an ad for the Music
Man.
Up. Yeah, it's super fun. Super fun.
If it's anything like Disney Frozen on Ice, I saw a lot of little...
That's coming back.
Dressed up as Olaf.
That's coming back.
There it is.
Uh-huh. Disney on Ice is coming back. Those tickets just went on sale, too. So, anywho, everyone have a great night. We will be back tomorrow. Happy hump day.
Job done. Off you go.